It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? I didn't change to a sweater today because you and I are going to go for a little walk in the neighborhood of... And I thought I'd just keep this jacket on, and I'm going to show you a little bit before we go of an eye chart. Mm-hmm. A little bit of an eye chart. Can you see this well? This is a... what? Good. An iron. Now the pictures get smaller as you go down. That's a chicken. And that's a clock, isn't it? And that's a key. That looks like a face on a jack-o'-lantern, doesn't it? Now for people who don't know their letters yet, when an eye doctor checks their eyes, he'll show them a chart like this. Mm-hmm. This is the kindergarten one that some doctors use. See the big horse up here? And then the pictures get smaller as I go down. The bottle and the bird, and the teapot, and the pear. Can you tell what that is? Truck, the house. There's another clock, isn't it? A star. And there's a teepee and a ship. I think that must be a wheel. Think so? And a plus sign or a cross. Do you use that on a rainy day sometimes? An umbrella. What's that? It's a chair. And over here is a tiny cup. And that's a tiny shoe. Now, this is one that some doctors use for people who know their letters and can say what direction these are going. See, those legs are going out that way. That looks like an E. And the legs are going up on that one. And there's another E. And some other letters down there. You're growing, sure you are. And as you grow, you learn your letters. You do all sorts of things as you're growing. You used to creep and crawl real well, but then you learned to walk real well. There was a time you'd coo and cry, but then you learned to talk, and my, you hardly ever cry. You hardly ever crawl at all. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, you're growing, you're growing in and out. You're growing, you're growing all about. Your hands are getting bigger now. Your arms and legs are longer now. You even sense your insides grow when mom and dad refuse you. So you're learning how to wait now. It's great to hope and wait somehow. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out you are. You're growing all about. Your friends are getting bigger now. They're better every day somehow. You used to stay at home to play, but now you even play away. You do important things now. You're friends and you do big things now. I like the way you're growing up. It's fun, that's all. Someday you'll be a grown-up too, and have some children grow up too. Then you can love them in and out, and tell them stories all about the times when you were their size, the times when you found great surprise in growing up. And they will sing, it's fun, that's all. You're growing, in and out. You're growing all about. I'm proud of the way you're growing. And as you grow, you go to different doctors to have different checkups. And that's what I'd like to do with you today. I'd like to have an eye checkup at my eye doctor, and I'd like you to come with me. He's right down the street in my own neighborhood. So if you'll just come along, we'll see what it's like. They say it doesn't hurt. We'll see. Come along.
Hello, Mr. Doctor. Rogers. Nice to see you. Won't
you
sit right here, please?
We've been looking forward to this, my friends and I.
It's good of you to come.
How'd you do that?
Oh, we have a little button here that gets you up and down.
Oh, put it up once.
Sure enough.
There we go. A little like the barber's chair.
Right. We're going to take a look at your eyes, inside and out, and see how well you're seeing.
Will it hurt?
Not a bit. We use light most of the time in most of our work, and you really can't feel light, can you?
No, I guess you can't.
Good. We'll turn on our projector here and ask you if you can see all the letters clearly over there.
THGF, FGHT.
Is it as clear with this eye?
Mm-hmm.
Good. And now with both, it's even a little better. We want to find out if you can do as well when you're reading. Does this look nice and clear?
Yes.
And this too?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Still with the right eye?
Yep.
And with the left?
Mm-hmm.
That's very good.
You have to check them both, don't you?
Absolutely. Sometimes they work together and sometimes they work separately. We want to take a look at the outside now.
What are those?
Well, these are my work glasses.
I see. You don't wear them all the time.
Oh, no. Just right here in the office. Look over there, please.
You look like an owl with them.
Oh, my. But I see like an owl. Everything looks bigger. And now with this one, we look inside the eye to see if everything is healthy and clear. And again, I'll ask you to look over that way. I look right down the beam of light and can see...
How far can you see?
Well, we see all the way to the back of the eye where the optic nerve comes in and the retina forms.
Can't see what I had for breakfast,
not
can you?
Not quite.
You really can't see inside when you look in somebody's eye, can you? Inside their body.
No, just inside the eye. Everything looks good here.
Good.
Okay.
Takes a long time to learn whether it looks good or not, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It seems like we're never finished going to school. Now we want to make sure that the eyes move properly. And I'd like you to look at my little ball here and follow it with your eyes. Keep your head still. That's good. Now down and up. And now tell me when you see two.
Now.
Okay. Now many times people's eyes look like they're working together and they may not be. And we find out if they are or aren't with our friendly fly.
Oh, my. It looks like he's jumping right
out. It does look like you can hold it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. May I show my friend? Mm-hmm. Look at... You see? What about these things over here?
Well, this gives us a little more information about the same test.
I see.
And we'll do that now.
All right.
I'd like you to tell me which circle stands up.
Oh, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one. This one, this one, and this one.
That's fine. That's 100% depth perception. And that means the eyes do work together as a team.
I see. Gee, there's so many things to do.
Oh, yes. Now we'd like to take a look at the front surface of the eye, and we do it with this instrument.
Ooh, what a fancy one that is.
Put your chin in the chin cup now, mm-hmm. and your forehead up against the ring, and look right down the hole. That's good.
I see an eye in there.
Yes. Whose eye do you think it is?
Well, it may be yours, because you're looking at me.
No, it's really yours.
Well, then it's like a mirror, isn't it?
Right. And do you see the white lines?
Yeah, there's a white line all around my dark part.
Right. That's my measuring line. Now we'll look at the other eye, and we'll do the same.
It's like looking through the telescope.
Right. This is like a telescope, or I guess more like a microscope, because it makes everything look quite large.
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. Okay.
Fancy.
Now
oh,
this one.
Oh, boy. It's like a mask.
Right. This little unit has all the lenses in it that we may need, and we tell whether you need glasses or not. If you look over there, I'm going to be flashing my light first in one eye, then in the other. Don't pay any attention to my light. Just look at the screen. That's good.
It's all kind of blurry.
Yes, it will be blurry for several minutes. But as soon as we're finished, we'll clear it up again. That's good. Now, things don't look very clear now.
Mm-mm.
But I think they should now.
Oh, that's much better.
Very good. Does this seem to help?
Yep.
All right. Or is this as good?
That's as good.
Right. And how about now?
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Is that better or worse?
About the same.
Good. And we'll do the same with the other eye. Does that help?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Is this as good?
Mm-hmm.
How about now?
That's pretty good, too.
Fine. Does this help?
Not much.
This is about the same.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're going to put these two units here. And I'm going to make things double. And the bottom one is going over to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when it's lined up right underneath the top.
There.
Good. This tells us if the muscles that turn the eyes are working as they should.
It sort of goes like this and then comes back together.
Right. And now we're going to make it go like
there.
Side to side.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom one, or the side one, is going up.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back. Tell me when it's right alongside.
Right. There.
Very good. And now there's one.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'd like you to tell me when it doubles.
Now.
And when it's single.
Single.
Good. And when it doubles.
Now.
Good. And when it's single.
Oh, now.
Fine. And now we want to find out the same thing up close. Can you read some of those letters?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to use the same units that made things double before. You see one up and one down.
Mm-hmm.
Bottom going to the right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me when it's right underneath.
Right now.
Good. And now there's one again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me when there are two.
Now.
Good. One's going up. And tell me when it's level.
Now.
Very good. And we'd like to look at those letters.
Mm-hmm.
Is it good and clear?
Yep.
Fine. All right.
Is that the examination?
That's the examination.
Oh, may I have some glasses?
Well, the very nice thing, Mr. Rogers, is that you don't need glasses.
Yeah, but there's some people who really want them.
Oh, I think so. But if you don't need them, I think it's much better not to have to wear them.
Of course it is. What about sunglasses?
On a bright, sunny day, you should have a good pair of sunglasses to shield the eyes from too strong light rays.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I should be back in about a year, if that's the case.
We like to see our friends about once a year. You know, we change as the years go by, and we like to make sure of those changes and take care of them.
Our eyes grow just the way our bodies do, I guess.
They do, yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Doctor.
Mr. Rogers, thank you. Goodbye now.
Bye.
Come on.
That's what an eye examination's like.
Mm-hmm.
See all those things he put in front of my eyes? Said I didn't need glasses, but I sure can use a telescope. Let's just see if it's time for the trolley to come by, all right? There's Daniel's clock. Hey, that looks like Handyman Negri. What's that he's got in his arms there? There's the trolley. We'll soon find out. Come on in, trolley. Trolley friend. Hi, trolley. How are you? Good. I saw Handyman Negri going across the neighborhood of make-believe with some great big things in his... Did you see that? Did you? Well, we would like to go into the neighborhood and see what's going on right away. See how the donkey's coming with his... Windmill, on we go. Yes, I know.
Look at that, Edgar. Isn't it beautiful, huh?
Yes,
I
know.
Look at how it works. Doesn't it work good?
Yes, I know. It's great, Handyman Negri.
Oh, isn't that terrific?
I know, but I really think you should talk with him about it. I really think.
But Edgar, he said it was all right for Don Quixote to build his windmill behind the castle.
Yes, but has he seen those big things?
But these are the arms of the windmill. I mean, every windmill has these.
I'm just trying to save you some work. I know the king. I know the king.
All right.
I know the king.
All right, if you insist, I will.
I suggest.
Okay, you suggest. Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go over and I'll make an appointment and I'll talk to the king and I'll be right back.
Good luck, my friend. Good luck.
Okay, Edgar, thank you. Miss Polificate! Yeah, how are you, Miss Polificate? This is Handyman Negri. Fine. Listen, I wonder, could I see the king? It's kind of urgent. Yes, in 4 1/2 seconds. Right you are, Miss Polificate. 4 1/2 seconds.
You're late.
But King Friday, 4 1/2 seconds. I mean...
No excuses, Handyman Negri, no excuses. I have extremely important matters pressing heavily on my constitution today.
Well, sir, if that's the case and you're very busy, maybe we could talk another time. Okay, that's it. Another day. We'll talk another
time. State your matter, subject. State your subject, matter.
Well, sir, you know, the windmill is almost completed, sir.
The donkey residence?
Yes, sir. There's just one more thing to do, and then he'll be able to move in.
Yes, well, one thing. What is that one thing to do?
Well, sir, it's these, Your Majesty. The windmill arms.
What about them?
Well, you see, we have to put these onto the windmill, and then everything will be done.
You're planning to put those huge things behind my glorious castle?
But, sir, I mean, it's a windmill, and every windmill has these, sir.
Not if they stick out from behind my castle.
Well, I don't know how I'd be able to conceal them, Your Majesty. I mean, I don't know how I'd be able to hide them back there.
Find a way, or don't use them at all. Our appointment is terminated, Handyman Negri. farewell?
Yes. Your Majesty. Find a way or don't use them at all. How am I going to put these windmill arms back there so you...
Oh, hi, Joe.
Hi, Nurse Miller. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, but you don't look very happy.
Well, I've got a problem. You see, we're building the windmill for the donkeys, and these are the arms. Aren't they terrific?
Yes, they're marvelous.
Well, I was just getting ready to put them on, and now King Friday says, I can't have anything behind the castle sticking out that you would see.
Oh, I am sorry about that.
I don't know how to do it. Do you have any ideas?
I tell you what, why don't you get behind the castle and put them up and let me see how they look.
Okay, that's a good idea.
I'll tell you how much they look.
All right. Side. Okay, I'll get back.
Are you up there?
Just a minute. Here. How's this? Huh? Can you see it now?
Tiny bit out to the right. Oh, it's quite a bit out to the left here. Oh.
How about over here?
No. Oh, I can almost see the whole thing, Joe. Oh. Move a little closer.
Is this any better? How's this?
Oh, now I see them way up above the castle.
Oh, let's try it over on this side. What do you think?
No, I think closer to the center.
Closer to the center?
Yes.
There, how's that?
Oh, Joe, they show all the way around.
They show. Oh.
Hey there, nurse.
Oh, hi, Don Quixote.
Hi. Given any more groovy checkups today?
Well, sort of.
Yeehaw. Say, aren't you the chick who fitted up Henrietta Pussycat with those groovy specs?
Yes, I got Henrietta her glasses.
Well, how about laying a pair on me, please?
Well, you don't need glasses, Don Quixote.
Yeah, but they're real cool looking and all.
Only those who need them get them.
Oh, well. I'm getting a windmill. That's even better.
Well, that's what we're looking at right now.
What do you mean, looking at? Why, we've got it half built back there.
Yes, I know, but King Friday doesn't like it very much.
What's wrong with the king? Hey, what's going on? Hey, handyman.
Hi, Don Quixote. Well, we're having a problem. No matter where we put them up back there, we just can't seem to hide them.
Hey, they look like great arms. Are those the arms?
Hey, Donkey, how would it be if we kind of did it this way, you see? And then, yeah, how would that work out for you? Huh? Donkey? You see, this way we...
What do you mean?
Well, this way we could put them up there behind the castle, and they wouldn't stick out over the castle.
And they wouldn't go around either.
No, it wouldn't do very well for a windmill not to have...
That's the truth.
It has to go around.
Listen, you practically cut them in half, haven't you?
Well, yeah, kind of. But I thought this way you wouldn't see them, you know.
Oh. Hey, look who's coming.
Good day, Your Majesty.
Yes, I'd like to ask, what is the confusion I hear in this royal garden?
Well, we were sort of talking about arms on a windmill.
Yes,
you
sir.
You mean those huge things that I outlawed a few moments ago?
Well, you see, sir, no matter how I tried, I just couldn't hide them behind the castle.
I see. And, of course, they're not allowed in front of the castle.
Well, of course, sir, they're not allowed in front of the castle, no.
Maybe I'll have to find someplace else.
Someplace else?
Someplace else?
I think that sounds like an excellent idea.
Well, Don Quixote did suggest it, sir.
Yes. Well, then I suggest... Two. As a matter of fact, I order you to find someplace else.
Someplace else?
You mean we'll have to move the whole contraption?
Yes, that what you mean, sir? We have to move it all?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do mean that. I guess you have a little bit of work done back there, haven't
you? Well, it's practically finished, except for the arms, sir.
Yes. Sometimes days are sad, and sometimes days are happy. Sometimes you go someplace, and then other times you go someplace else.
Think on me when you think of those words.
Someplace else. For the windmill.
Now, let's not get excited.
I'm not a bit excited.
Well, I am a little.
I'm just sad.
Well, we've got to get it down out of there right away. I mean,
let's get everyone in the neighborhood to help. All right, and let's all...
I want the windmill moved in 27 and one half seconds.
Yes,
boy, does he ever make up his mind in 27 and a half seconds? That's almost a half minute.
Yeah, it almost is.
Everybody, be brave, be strong.
Be brave. Be brave, and then be strong. We've got to do it.
Be brave. You'll not go wrong if you are right. Keep your chin up tight. And be brave, and then be strong.
Where will I find someplace?
Be brave, and then be strong.
Oh, boy, be brave. You'll not be wrong if you...
Be brave and strong, but where in the world are they going to find someplace else for Donkey to live? Oh, King Friday. Didn't want any of those things showing. You know, there are a lot of places in the world to live, a lot of different kinds of houses. Why don't we ask Picture Picture if it would show us some? Picture Picture on the wall, will you kindly show us all? A lot of different places to live. Oh, there are teepees. Mm-hmm. See the teepees? And there's sort of a modern teepee, a modern A-frame house. See, ever see one of those? There's a grass hut with a window in it. That's all grass with a smokestack and a window. Some people live in those. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at the igloo. That's made of ice, blocks of ice. In an apartment house. You know anybody who lives in an apartment house? Oh, there are a lot of different houses all on a hill. It's a beautiful picture. And a Swiss chalet. That's a house in Switzerland up on a hill. And a windmill. That's what Donkey'd like to live in. But you know when we'll find out more about that. Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two,
one, two.
Tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make it a very special day by just your being you. Mm-hmm. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, terms. My name is Daniel Demon, but you can call me Mr. Demon. I'm a high variety broadcaster that plays a lot of Warframe. Back in the day, I used to remember watching a lot of Mr. Rogers and Arthur on my grandma's house on PBS. PBS actually needs our help, your donation, to be able to continue showing these incredible shows like we used to watch back in the day. So please, join me in supporting all these local PBS stations, like mine, WUFT. Thank you so much. Won't you be my neighbor?
Right up here it says greetings. That's a royal word for hello. Mm-hmm. Let's take all of this. In.